Off a trifecta of KZFR Wednesday public affairs programming airing from 5 to 5:30.
Each week we explore poverty, the worst form of violence, focusing on human beings without a roof. Thanks for listening, and if you have a roof, be grateful. Non-Human Radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino, talks all things animal rights, bringing you the latest news and interviews with local activists.
Plus book, film, and restaurant reviews and deep discussions of the benefits of veganism.
For humans and non-humans alike, Wednesdays from 5:30 till 6 p.m. The Real Issue, hosted by Sue Hildebrand, digs into topics ranging from elections to environmental protection.
From social justice to economic justice, from the local to the global.
We cover the political part of everything. Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m.
Thanks for listening to
Pick the Power Radio.
Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the local seasonal and organic delights at Farm Star Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farm Star features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts with, wait for it, because you know the next show that's coming up really cares about this, vegan and gluten-free offerings, craft beer, and eclectic wines. Farm Star Pizza is open Monday through Friday for lunch, noon on Saturday and Sunday, and for dinner 7 nights a week with live music on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. They're located at 2359 The Esplanade. Visit farmstarpizza.com or like them on Facebook. And we're made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters like yourself, and by Kovac Media, a local business specializing in maximizing your business's online presence. From managing a business's social media accounts to building and maintaining a new website, Kovac Media works primarily with small businesses and nonprofits and can give your online presence that personal touch. For a complimentary consultation, visit Kovac Media, that's K-O, V as in Victor, A-C-H, media.com, or call them at 530-487-8623. This is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. Welcome to the April 11th episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico. We can also be heard live through the internet at kzfr.org, or you can listen to the archives from our website. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. I'm Jeannie Trezino.
And I'm Danny Toms. Tonight on Non-Human Radio, we'll be talking with Sherry Morgado, a longtime vegan
and founder of the Chico chapter of the international group Dharma Voices for Animals. Jeannie will also share the lengthy and weekly calendar of events.
It's not weekly, it's strongly.
Nice.
This is the last week of the KZFR Spring Pledge Drive, in case you didn't know, and it's your last chance to show your support for KZFR, and in particular, your support for this show, Non-Human Radio. As a nonprofit public service radio station, KZFR relies on listeners like you for the largest share of our operating income. By giving a gift of any size, you keep programs like Non-Human Radio, Without a Roof, and The Real Issue on the air, plus so much more. We did well last week, and we met our goal of $200. Thank you very much for all our supporters who did that. We have the same goal again for this week's show. So that is just four $50 pledges or eight $25 pledges or, of course, whatever you can spare. We'll be gladly accepted. Today, we have volunteers from the North Valley Animal Disaster Group standing by to take your pledge when you dial 530-895-0131. Don't make it a disaster. Give them a call now.
Please do your part by calling with a pledge now at 895-0131. Don't stand on the sidelines and let others carry the load. The spirit of community radio is community, where everyone pitches in what they can to support a community benefit, and I hope our little show is a benefit, as long as all of the many great shows that surround us.
Thank you very much, Danny. Please, please enlighten us on today's special guest.
Today's guest on Non-Human Radio is Sherry Morgado. Sherry has been practicing Zen Buddhism in the lineage of Thich Nhat Hanh since 2010, although her meditation and spiritual work actually began in 1981 after reading Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind by Shunryu Suzaki Roshi. It was a little joke there for you folks. She practices with the slowly ripening Sangha group at Sky Creek Dharma Center in Chico, which is a lovely place. She loves sharing the Buddha's message of compassion for animals through her example of living peacefully, joyfully, and by not supporting their suffering in her personal life. She also practices animal advocacy on their behalf. She is on the board of directors for Dharma Voices for Animals and founded its Chico chapter back in 2014. Thank you for being our guest on Non-Human Radio, Sherry. Namaste.
Thank you, Jeannie and Danny. I'm glad to be back.
It's really, you're no stranger to Non-Human Radio. Our listeners might recall that Sherry was on the show last month talking about the Cooking for Compassion and Health series that she helped organize. But I thought for this show, I really wanted to have Sherry back on to talk more about her own Buddhism and activism and her veganism. And so to get us started on the right path, Sherry shared a Buddhist sutra with me that I thought we could all think about and have Sherry explain or look into more deeply. And the sutra is a simple one that goes, eating meat kills the seed of compassion. So why don't you tell us about this sutra, Sherry?
I'd be really happy to. Buddhism is quite different in many ways from many of the Western or Abrahamic religions that maybe a lot of our listeners are familiar with. And in Buddhism, there's really sort of two values that are held extremely high. And one is compassion and the other is wisdom. And compassion in Buddhism means unequivocal compassion for all sentient beings. It doesn't just focus on humans. The Buddha, whenever he talked about compassion, he talked about all beings, all sentient beings, any being that can feel pain and that we can tell feels some type of emotion.
We've talked about this concept in relation to the activism of some other groups, for instance, the Non-Human Rights Project, where these are lawyers looking at the laws that apply to our governance, our self-governance, and there's a lot of difficulty in drawing that line between human and non-human, and they're actually trying to erase that line for some species that clearly have a well-developed sentience that we humans can recognize, right? So chimpanzees, great apes, like gorillas, cetaceans, like dolphins and whales, and elephants, right? So in Buddhism, there is no line. The line is drawn at sentience, which is that the ability to feel pain, or is it more than that?
It's really the ability to feel pain. I mean, I don't think that the Buddha went into, maybe the sort of progressive logical discussion like that you're talking about. I think he looked at it very simply. He said, when you look at another being, if you were to attempt to kill it by stabbing it with a knife, for example, how would that being react? Can we reasonably assume that it feels pain based upon its response and based upon the fact that it would try to flee from us? And so that's really what the Buddha focused on. And also in Buddhism, it's just assumed that there's really no hierarchy of life, that all life on the planet has some degree of sentience. And so animals, non-human animals, obviously being much like human animals in the sense of they have a nervous system, they have a heart, they bleed when they're cut, we can make the assumption that, that they feel. And that was really what the Buddha was talking about.
Okay. And so tell us about the other, like how you tie that into activism. Perhaps tell us about Dharma Voices for Animals a little bit, or if you wanted to elaborate on that some more.
Yeah, just to finish that thought up a little bit. So, I mean, the other side of Buddhism is wisdom. And what that means is it doesn't mean knowledge. It means looking deeply at reality and seeing what really is, what is really happening right in front of your eyes without our preconceived notions about things. So I think that's important for the discussion of veganism and why GVA exists, because when you look at these two wings of sort of Buddhist enlightenment, which is unconditional compassion and wisdom by looking at things as they ultimately are, we can really clearly see, getting back to this sutra that says eating meat kills the seed of compassion. You know, the Buddha said, listen, if you deny the sentience of this being, and you know, you almost have to do that in order to eat it, right?
Okay.
If you're going to kill an animal and eat its flesh, there's sort of a cognitive dissonance that has to go on where you have to separate yourself, you know, from that once living being. And so he said, when you continue to do that, you kill that seed of compassion in yourself, because you have to mask it, you have to cover it up, you sort of have to deny that that compassion. And that's something that you don't want to do when you're on a spiritual path, because you're really cutting off the most essential part of yourself, which is your ultimate compassion.
Oh, interesting. So it's pretty inexorable. Like there's no way out. Right? I mean, if you achieve true wisdom and you see things clearly, you see that consuming that animal required a process of suffering or pain, correct?
That is exactly right.
And tying back to what you said, it sounds like the Buddha didn't say, well, if you kill the fish, that counts a little bit. And if you kill the chicken, that counts a little bit more. And if it's a big manly animal, then it counts the most. Right, there was no hierarchy there of certain things are more allowed than others. It's all sentience and you know, death, or you're participating in it or you're not participating in it, I suppose.
Right, that's exactly right. All beings being considered equal, truly equal.
That's fascinating. And yet I don't know that Buddhism is solely associated with taking that all the way through to its conclusion. In other words, I'm trying to say that, like, I don't think that most Buddhists are vegan. I think that some are, but I don't think that most are.
You are 100% right. And that is exactly why Dharma Voices for Animals really kind of came into creation, is that there was a recognition amongst a number of practitioners in the United States here in particular that said, you know, wait a minute here. It's been 2,500 years since the Buddha was alive on this earth and teaching. And he actually said, shortly before he passed away to his monks, he said, you know, centuries from now, hundreds of years from now, after I'm long gone, I want you to know that there are likely going to be Buddhist practitioners that are going to come up with some kind of lame excuses for eating meat. That's literally what he said. And he says, and I want you to know that I've never, ever condoned this. So please don't allow people to sort of lose this teaching. And that's what DVA is trying to do. We're trying to bring the Buddha's original teaching back into the 21st century and talk about it.
So that's also an expression of the Buddha's wisdom, to realize that the essential human nature is to deviate from the original teachings and to try and obscure these two wings, as you say, the wisdom and the compassion, for those to work together. It has one outcome in terms of your actions, which is non-harming to all animals, whether it's eating them or wearing them or experimenting on them.
Right, exactly. He clearly recognized the basic human condition, which is that we do get attached to things, and we get attached to, you know, sensual pleasures, and we get attached to cultural traditions. And one of the things that he said was we have to look deeply at that and figure out how does that benefit us and how does that benefit the world? And if it doesn't, we need to figure out how we're going to change our course and sort of leave home in a spiritual sense, and do something a bit different.
So how's it going? So tell us about Dharma Voices for Animals as we have a local chapter here, but it seems the intent or the focus of Dharma Voices for Animals is not in the United States.
Right. So it is a global organization. It's based in the United States. It's a nonprofit group. But we are doing a lot of work globally. Not that we're ignoring the United States or Europe or Canada or any of that type of thing. But really the reason why we're a global organization is because we do exist specifically to do outreach to Buddhists and Buddhist communities. That's really our mission. Because as you mentioned, not all Buddhists are vegan. Not all Buddhists are even vegetarian. There are an estimated 500 million Buddhists in Asia, in all of the Asian countries. And when you consider the fact that if even half of those individuals are still eating meat, dairy, and eggs, how much suffering is that? It's a tremendous amount of suffering.
It's also a tremendous amount of just non-wisdom or failing to see. Yes?
Exactly. Okay. And so we obviously want to help the animals. We want animals not to be suffering and not to be killed and used and abused. And we also want to help these practitioners, because as a Buddhist organization, we really want to, again, come back to, I would say the original
right.
teachings. And the other thing that the Buddha really taught was, He wasn't big into dogma, right? He did give teachings, but he also said, and wisdom is a part of this, you have to look at things clearly yourself and understand and develop that wisdom within yourself. And so that's the other thing that we're encouraging people to do, is we're not just saying, hey, the Buddha said this, the Buddha said that. It's consider what happens to animals today. Right? Look at our system in the world of how animals are raised on factory farms, which is terrible. And of course, the slaughter process can never actually be humane or painless. And the Buddha was very clear about, about killing being a really negative behavior to participate in. So when you know that, what different choices are you going to make? And so that's really what we're trying to bring to light with all of these millions of Buddhists across the world, is let's return to our original spiritual practice and let's decrease the suffering for these animals and let's help this entire planet in the process.
And do you find it, is this hard work or is it hard work? Is this a difficult kind of outreach?
It is difficult in many ways, because certainly in the West, there's a lot of cultural conditioning that we're trying to overcome. But even in Asia, there's a lot of work to be done. But one of the reasons why we do a lot of focus on Asia is, first of all, is that because most Buddhists in Asia were born into Buddhist families, right? So you've been raised from birth in this Buddhist family, and these values are discussed. When you go to temple, it's part of your culture. And even though you might be participating in a way of eating that is contrary to that, it's still part of your consciousness.
There's still some seeds there.
There's seeds there. Okay. So it's easier to have that discussion and touch those seeds, and people are open to that. And as we've been doing our work in Asia, I mean, people will say, I know this is a problem, and I know I shouldn't be doing it, and I know actually I don't like doing it. So our work is to help people find ways to learn. It's basic stuff is learning how to veganize recipes. It's learning how to cook.
The tools.
Okay. It's answering their questions about nutrition. The other reason why we're doing that work is, I mentioned there's 500 million Buddhists in Asia. So we get a lot of outcome for the effort that we put in, because
sure. Leverage,
they're primed and they're ready to hear this conversation, and it's a lot of people that we can reach and touch.
That's great. How can people find out more information about Dharma Voices for Animals?
I would say go to our website, which is dharmavoicesforanimals.org, and you will be able to read all about our mission there. You'll be able to see on our front webpage some of the big projects that we're undertaking right now. And you'll be able to click on the tab to become a member if you would like to become a member. And you do not have to be Buddhist to become a member. I would like to point that out.
That's great.
Just anybody that agrees with our mission and what we're doing, we would be happy to have you become a member and just help support us by lending your name. Anything that you can do to help would be fantastic.
That is excellent. We've been listening to Sherry Morgado talking about her work and her her work with Dharma Voices for Animals and the tenets of Buddhism that support non-harming of animals and not eating them, basically. And so you can find out more information at dharmavoicesforanimals.org, and we'll post that link to the Non-Human Radio Facebook page. You're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino and Danny Toms. And we've been speaking with our special guest, Sherry Morgado. And, of course, we are in the middle of Pledge Drive. So Danny has a word to say on that.
KZFR has always been committed to keeping diverse viewpoints on air. And because you are listening to KZFR right now, because we know, because you're hearing me, during the Pledge Drive, we know that you care about non-human animals and that you care about hearing fact-based information about animal issues, especially food animal issues. Please call now and support the KZFR community and community radio by dialing 895-0131. That is 895-0131. Thank you for your support.
Thanks, Danny. We have one volunteer ready to take your calls, and that I want to give a thanks to North Valley Animal Disaster Group, which we have two volunteers from North Valley Animal Disaster Group, a local community group, helping answer the phones today. Please give them a call at 895-0131, or you can pledge online at kzfr.org. And I just want to say thank you so much to Sherry Morgado for being our guest on Non-Human Radio. She represents Dharma Voices for Animals and founded the Chico chapter of that global group. And I'm going to move on to...
What do you think? The calendar, or you got something else?
No, I just want to point out that this is your last chance to show your support for Non-Human Radio during the Spring Pledge Drive. So please call 895-0131 and show your support. And your pledge will be taken by one of our amazing community volunteers from North Valley Animal Disaster Group. Over to you, Danny.
All right. KZFR is a non-commercial public radio station that operates on a budget that is a fraction of other non-commercial stations in the region. 75% of our funding comes from listeners. That's amazing. 75%. You know, you talk about getting money out of politics and Sinclair Media taking over the airwaves. You want your local voices to be independently funded. So that means about 22 minutes of every episode of Non-Human Radio is paid for by donations from you. Your support of KZFR is what keeps this station on the air. Please call now. That's 895-0131 or online at kzfr.org.
Thanks very much. So we have here...
Leah Critchfield.
Thank you. Let me get your mic on. That'll help. Okay. Who do we have here?
Leah Critchfield.
From North Valley Animal Disaster Group. Tell us about North Valley Animal Disaster Group and what the heck it does.
North Valley Animal Disaster Group is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that evacuates and shelters animals during disasters.
And it's an outstanding organization. I know that we've talked about them and their work during floods, yeah, or expected floods with the Oroville Dam spillway incident. And then, of course, during our wildfires here, but also, did you folks help or help train other groups for, say, the fires in Sonoma?
We do train. We have annual training, which actually happened twice this year, where we train volunteers from all around the state in awareness level to sheltering and evacuation of animals.
That's great. So, thank you, folks, who've been calling in at 895-0131. I'll post a link to North Valley Animal Disaster Group on our Facebook page.
It's a great group. It's kind of like police and firemen. It's something you don't think about until, like, Bangor is on fire and you got to move 500 horses. Like, the logistics of that are crazy. And to have an experienced group and a group of volunteers that just jumps in is amazing. So thank you.
That's great. And thanks to our listeners. And I want to give a big thank to Rachel, who pledged to support this show and KZFR. Thank you so much. And Caleb, thank you so much for your generous support of Non-Human Radio and KZFR. That number, if you want to call now, we have one volunteer free, is 895 895- 0131. And I want to give a big thanks to Leah Critchfield for coming in and speaking about North Valley Animal Disaster Group. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Tini.
Okay.
All right. And now is the time for the
Chico
Animal
we'll
Rights
the,
Calendar events? Yes. That's my favorite part sometimes. What do we got coming up, Jeannie?
Thanks very much. We have just a few events coming up in the next month or so. I want to give a big shout out for Plant-Based Chico. We have a they will be doing a food demonstration on Saturday, April 14th from 12 to 1 p.m. at the Galley, which is a restaurant and kitchen supply boutique at 551 Country Drive in Chico. Nick and Nancy Matthews will be giving a demonstration of plant-based cooking centered around fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds with no animal-based foods like meat, fish, eggs, or dairy. And she'll be demonstrating how to make minestrone soup and salad jars with samples. The Galley highly recommends that you arrive early for a seat on Saturday, April 14th from 12 to 1 p.m. because they usually have the standing room only for their demonstrations. If you have any questions, please give them a call at 343-8820. Tomorrow, April 12th, is the Chico for Animal Rights Club meeting from 5 to 6 p.m. at Chico State's YOLO Room 206. They're going to be talking about how to do outreach in Chico and ideas for growing their group, which is open to the community, even though it's based at Chico State. April 14th is also the March for Science in Chico. That'll be going on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Chico State, the Trinity Lawn. From 10 a.m. till 11, there'll be tabling. 11 a.m., there'll be speeches. And from 11:30 through 12:30 or so, there will be a march through downtown. Hashtag science, not silence. Next Saturday, April 21st, is the Farewell to Orland event hosted by Farm Sanctuary. With the expansion of its New York shelter, the Orland unit of Farm Sanctuary will be closing this year, which is a very sad event. I think all three of us have been able to go and be changed and help others be changed at Farm Sanctuary Orland. So they're going to be having a big party to say goodbye and looking back on 25 years in Orland. Tickets are available online at farmsanctuary.org. I understand there's going to be a sit-down dinner and that volunteers are needed. So if you can't afford the ticket price, you can volunteer. And we have some local activism going on that same weekend, Friday, April 20th through Sunday, April 22nd. Rally Against Rodeo is going to be hosting and organizing a protest of the Red Bluff Roundup in Red Bluff, California. They're going to be fighting against this so-called sport and hoping to enlighten people to what it is, to the cruelty that they are supporting. For more information, please RSVP to the Facebook event, which you can find on the Non-Human Radio event page, or also through their group, Rally Against Rodeo. And next week, April 23rd through 24th, at Chico State will be Brave the Cage, which is a project of Animal Place and Chico for Animal Rights. The Brave the Cage campaign will be at CSU Chico on Monday, April 23rd and Tuesday, April 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The Brave the Cage campaign involves educating the public about how 95% of hens used for their eggs are kept confined in tiny cages for their whole lives. How do they do this? They have a human-sized battery cage, so you can actually step into this thing and experience just for 5 minutes the type of confinement that battery hens are exposed to for their entire lives. All right, that is it for the calendar. If you have an event to share, please send me an email at chicovegan@gmail.com. And we have another pledge that came in. Thank you so much to Trudy O'Connor, who is a friend of the show and has actually been a guest host. Thank you so much for support. We love you. Okay, we have one last piece of business to take care of, and that is the animal rights quote of the week. Please take it away, Sherry.
All right, this quote is directly from the Buddha in the Dhammapada, which is the sayings of the Buddha scripture. And the Buddha said, "All beings fear danger. Life is dear to all. When a person considers this, he does not kill or cause to kill.
That's beautiful. And again, it combines that wisdom or clear-sightedness with compassion.